I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. We look at why Illinois has two state fairs and whether socks it to Horace Mann in the company's latest earnings announcement. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with that state fair story. You've been getting questions, you'd said, about why the state has two state fairs, one in Springfield, one in DuQuoin.
That has come up a few times lately with all the tension on a backlog of maintenance and repairs in Springfield and DuQuoin, and why there are two Illinois state fairs, both owned and operated by the state of Illinois. Well, it goes back to 1985. Governor Jim Thompson at the time got the Illinois General Assembly to approve a $3.35 million purchase of the DuQuoin Fair. And what happened there, Sean, is that fair was on the brink. It was privately owned for several decades. And basically, it was going to go out of existence without state intervention. And so that's how the state took it over. And they've updated the grounds over the years. And so that's where we are with two state fairs. The one in Springfield comes in August, and the other one late August, early September in DuQuoin.
And I'm sure there are people out there who question, you know, does the state even need one state fair? You know, if it's having such financial problems, should it put a state fair on, let alone two of them?
Well, there has been that question, and it was controversial at the time. There was concern a second state fair in DuQuoin would detract from the state fair in Springfield. But as you know, it also became an economic development issue, and Southern Illinois at the time was just beginning to lose a lot of their coal mining jobs. So that was one way it was that Governor Thompson helped to sell that idea. And as you'll remember, having covered him, he was a big fan of state fairs anyway. He was a regular at the state fair in Springfield, and when he got the chance to buy a second one, he went for it and got the General Assembly to go along.
We got some more news on what had been known as Gander Mountain, the store. I believe it's going to be called something else now.
You know, there's been several changes here since the Gander Mountain chain filed for bankruptcy back in March. They said they would close this store. Subsequently, a new ownership group purchased it, said they would keep it open. And now, most recently, they've said, well, this store will close July 29th, but the plans now are for a Gander Outdoors, which is the name the new owners have given this company. But they haven't said just when and where they now plan to build a new store. So it's on a new build list, along with about three dozen other locations around the country. I think what probably is going on here, they're trying to negotiate leases for some of these stores that are closing. And once they get that resolved, we may know more about their plans in the future.
And we do have a look at the earnings from Horace Mann, the insurance company based in Springfield. And it was not necessarily a good quarter for Horace Mann because of some weather losses.
Now, they reported in their second quarter earnings on Monday, $32.4 million in catastrophic weather losses. That was the second highest in company history for that period. And that followed a first quarter of about $17 million, which was the highest for that period. So, yes, certainly it affected their earnings. But as several company executives pointed out, this has been one of the more costly years since at least 1994 for the insurance industry. And there's just been a lot of unusual storm activity, tornadoes, hail, flooding. So it's started out to be a very costly year. And now we have the hurricane season coming. So it's something they're all keeping an eye on their bottom line.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.